what, everyone? Josh, you have a microphone. Will you please say hi? So, Josh.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
My dear friend.
Josh, closer to the mic.
Yes. Sorry.
Wow, you sound awful loud.
Fuck you, Sim.
Well, yeah, yeah, fuck you, Sim. Well, you're the first person who said it before me. Welcome to the club.
Damn it.
All right. Well, I'm just so happy, Britt. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And,
I could cry.
Well, you know, I have trouble crying.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't know.
Do you have, acting wise,
yeah.
Do you have trouble crying?
No, I mean, sometimes I'm having a day where I just don't want to do it, you know, or I'm just resisting. I'm I don't want to cry. Once I did a show on the CW called Life Unexpected, and every episode I cried, it was written in every episode.
Damn.
And yeah, sometimes I would just go to work and I'd be like, I did this yesterday, you guys. I don't want to do it over and over again. But for the most part, I think it was the boot camp.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
When you cry on camera, do you need one of those menthol sticks or you just tap into something?
Okay. No, the menthol, I think I may be allergic to the menthol. I tried it once when I first started acting and my face blew up like a pumpkin. So I think I'm allergic or something. I don't know. Something's wrong. It doesn't work for me.
It's a wonderful tool.
So you use a menthol stick to cry.
Well, I rarely cry.
You're not a crier.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not a crier.
I'm highly sensitive. I could cry over anything.
Really? I think that's really healthy. I think what I've done is I've built up a weird defense mechanism in terms of the show of vulnerability is my mom. I'm so grateful that she raised me to be sort of a somewhat tough, independent person.
Mm-hmm.
But part of that was a little bit of shame of crying.
Mm.
And so, and that kind of vulnerability. So that it is really unbelievably embarrassing for me to cry.
And
she's upstairs. Will you go talk to her?
I've got to have a conversation after this. Let her cry. Hold her. Say it's okay. Yeah. I don't know how healthy it is. It's probably healthy to have the guard, but then also, you know.
I think ultimately it's been really beneficial because I've worked with a lot of really domineering people this industry, as we all have or whatever, if you're in this industry. And so I think it's really good to be able to kind of not show that vulnerability a little bit.
So smart. Protect yourself.
It sucks because you should be able to, but people can kind of hold it against you to some degree.
Yeah, it's true.
But anyway, so.
Especially being a chick.
I get a weird fucking kick out of that menthol stick.
No way.
Sometimes
I'm jealous.
Do it for fun.
Stop. I don't want to do it. I'm so jealous.
She does, by the way. She brings it out and then she'll start.
I have three of them upstairs.
No way. Yeah. Just to practice or funny.
It feels good to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
It's
good.
Weird.
You know what it is? It's your body saying, I want to cry.
I know.
So grab the menthol stick and fake it.
Totally. Totally. Well, I'm so glad you are here tonight. Thank you so much. I know.
Do all the crying for the both of us.
You're here in my super weird, clearly we have never had an interior decorator come to this house.
So that's great. It's got the personal touch.
Yeah, the personal touch of hodgepodge weirdness of my sweet husband and I not necessarily caring about what is in our home.
Hey, do you, sister. Do you.
Thank you. But yeah, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Josh, thanks for being here too.
Britt, thanks for letting me sit in on this.
By the way, Josh, let's just say that your music video with Anna launched today.
Yeah.
Which we're releasing this on Tuesday. So if they are going to find your video online, where would they find it?
I guess YouTube, right?
Okay, so tell us the name of the song.
It's called Hold On To Me. Anna starred in it, and it came out today on Facebook. They premiered it. We had a big day. We had to do a live interview, which we did well.
Yes.
I feel like I talked way too much.
No. I feel like I did too.
No.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Well, I don't think anybody wanted to hear me talk.
No.
Well, yeah. You did your best to, like, not be in the video, too. You just
I'm not in the video. That was
not in the video. Talking about the video that we shot, with the interview.
Oh, yeah. I kept, like, slowly moving off.
So, Britt, I have, like, a list of men in professions that you should not date.
Okay, oh, yeah, I'm glad I'm here for this. Because this is
right. Because you know where this is going, Josh, don't you?
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, so, number one, mm-hmm. and listen, I broke my own rules. Because I married an actor.
Oh, that was one of the rules?
Oh, I've got a whole list.
Okay, got it.
But number one is magician. Number two is musician, and less classical. And here's what I always, because I talk about this a few times on the podcast, but Josh is totally, and every time I talk about it, I always think, oh my gosh, Josh is the exception. Because you are... listen, everyone's the exception. These are like ridiculous rules.
You say that, but every Tuesday.
However.
It's like every week they're like, you know, that list comes up. And I'm on my run and I'm like, what the heck? Like,
why am I being attacked?
Yeah, like,
you are the true exception.
Yeah. Thanks, Brett.
Anytime.
You know what? Maybe podcasts. Technician Mike is
Mike. There we go.
That's terrible.
No. Listen. It's a ridiculous set of rules, but it's a ridiculous list. But kind of fun to talk about. But an actor's totally on there. I have a whole list of. I don't have to bore you with all this stuff. But
I love a good list.
And I love actors, and I love musicians, I love creative people. Mm. But point being, though, Josh is such an exception because not only is he unbelievably talented, he's also incredibly modest and
very humble. There's so many amazing things happening with your career right now, and we're just so proud of you.
Yeah,
guys,
yeah.
Thank
Here's
you.
To you, Josh.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Thanks.
Here's to you.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
Of course. But speaking of actors, I mean, I've always wondered this because I'm not an actor, but when it comes to relationships, you always see actors dating other actors. And, you know, I feel like, is it because you guys understand each other's schedules? You understand the fact that if you're gone for a long time, or is it just like this mutual attraction for the craft and you guys are both creative?
Well,
so you have
before,
that sense. Like what?
Before we force Britt to answer this question, I know
you're dating an actor.
I am. Yeah.
Because we talked about this.
Yeah.
But because before we force
I'm willing to answer, yeah.
But I grew up in Seattle. I had done like some small acting gigs, but it was a small enough market that I felt like a medium-sized fish.
Mm-hmm.
So I did like, you know, training. I was just one of the few actors in Seattle that I was actually able to make a tiny bit of money.
Yeah.
And I dated about four people in my life, but two of them said to me, the quote that I remember by both of them was, my mom told me I should never date an actress. And it was sort of in the middle of like a heated argument.
Yes.
And I view myself, I don't know if I'm completely off base about this, but even though I'm an actor, I view myself as a relatively undramatic person because I get my fulfillment of drama out of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't seek it in my personal life. And so the idea of that kind of patronizing element from somebody who didn't understand kind of my passion and or at least like maybe wanted to believe that I don't know. So dating an actor has its very unique challenges, but it also has at least you can't ever say to me. My mom told me to never date an actor.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know that you are dating an actor, so I don't know what your thoughts are about that. If it's like healing or...
I mean, I think it's... I don't know. I mean, you've probably experienced it in your own relationship, but for me personally, it's been, like you said, really nice to have someone who gets this schedule thing. And you hate to have a relationship be about the schedule, but... Right. But it is. It's really nice to know that if you don't, you know, if you don't check in a bunch of times over the course of like 16 hours, it's because the other person's probably been working for the last 16 hours. Or, you know, also just it's been really nice because we're so young. You know, we're just constantly like flying around doing our jobs. And so our commitments are like each other and then our jobs. And so we're able to balance it. For the both of us, you know, which is really nice. But yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of great things about it.
Don't you think too, though, that because our industry demands full commitment in order to succeed, no matter what you're doing, whatever element in the industry you're doing, whether you're, you know, agent, manager, lawyer, what musician, like whatever element in the entertainment industry, it demands 100% my... Listeners love it when I clear my throat.
Yes, that raspy sound. That's nice.
The mucus. That's some sweet ferrous mucus right there. but because it really does demand, it demands everything. And so you have to be with a partner who understands that if I don't prioritize this... Mm-hmm. I'm not going to, and you know, and hopefully you get to the place when you're, you know, in your 30s and 40s or 50s or whatever, where you get to pick and choose a little bit and you get a little bit of relaxation and you don't, it doesn't have to, you know, you can.
It's not nonstop.
Yeah. You don't have to have your foot on the pedal.
Hey.
Sim, you know I love a good car metaphor.
Yeah, I try not to keep that foot on the pedal.
A fucking idiot. But yeah, you're right.
Like, and I've never found that that he's like taking it personally if I can't make him number one all the time, you know. And that's probably hard to come by if they don't get it. You know?
Now, is it different if your significant other, who's also an actor, is not working? Is there ever any kind of resentment?
That's a good question.
What happens when that happens?
Oh, I know what that... What happens?
I was like, I don't know what that's like. Oh my boyfriend works a lot. No, I don't know. I think there's ebbs and flows. I mean, I've definitely been on the other end of that where I've just been like hanging out for 6 months, you know. But women handle it a little better than men.
You think so?
I'm sorry, men.
I don't know. Maybe it's a competition thing. I have no idea.
I don't know. Women keep busy. Like, they know how to, you know, women know how to, like, create hobbies and, you know, like, go out with your girlfriends and have a good time and be productive. I feel like sometimes men just want to hang out. And
we love reality television.
It's true. It's true. I could sit on that couch all day and watch that reality show. It's true. I'm preoccupied.
No, but I do. I think... having dated some people that maybe weren't as driven as I was, I think it's really hard. I think it's really hard.
It would be hard, I feel like.
Josh, do you have...
My wife's an actress, and I'm super happy. I'm so sorry. I have nothing to complain about.
No, but do you think that, like... do you think that men have a harder time with
dealing with your other's success?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that for sure. I mean, there was a time when my wife Aria was like killing it, and I'm like, oh, you know, that was tough, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, I look forward to doing that at some point, you know. It is tough for sure. Yeah.
But I think it motivates you as well. No?
Shame, yeah. Shame is a huge motivator.
Shame always does it.
Yeah. But there's also. I mean, was there ever any jealousy at all?
No,
never. But there are couples where there is jealousy.
You're healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. But we're also not in the same. Well, she's a musician too. So, but I mean, it's No, because I root for her like I root for you. Yeah, I root for you, so, you know. I'm rooting for you now, too.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Yeah, you know? That's
great.
But yeah, I've definitely been in relationships where I felt like the much more driven person, and out of that comes, you know, a lot of confusion. Mm. And I don't know if I would feel that way. Like, I mean, Chris, my husband, has had, like, the last 2 years have been, like, crazy. He's, like, this, like, huge, massive global movie star. And I'm so proud of him. And he so deserves it. And I just want a big old boat. That's all. Hook me up with a boat.
So wrong.
I love that. The takeaway is get me to boat, baby. I want like a 300-foot one.
300-foot.
And you guys are all invited.
Can't wait.
Including my listeners.
Hey, I'm betting on the boat now, too.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You are so going to get top deck.
Oh, thank God. I've been trying to work on my tan. It's great. What do I want? Now you got me thinking about what I want.
Yeah, actually, no, I really wouldn't mind, like, I don't know. Who wouldn't mind, like, a small island, let's say, in the Mediterranean?
Sure. People do it. People do it all the time.
A camp. I've dreamt about the camp. I talk about the camp on my Twitter.
Yeah.
Describe the camp. I know you want to be the theater director.
Yeah.
That's what you want. When you have your own camp, you're going to have your own. If your dream camp, Anna, describe your, and I want you to find a role for Britt as well in this camp.
She can choose her role, but.
Okay, give her some options.
Okay, I will.
I have some ideas.
Okay, good.
All right, let's figure it out.
But I got to tell you something. Okay. I may be just the theater director, but I'm actually a lot more.
Oh, fantastic. Scary. Terrifying.
I'm also the secret director of camp. So we're going to have a camp. It's going to be a little bit like, I don't know, Ibiza.
Oh, Ibiza.
Without maybe quite as many drinks, but maybe a few. I don't know, but definitely some bikinis. And
bubbles. I always see the bubbles in, like, the videos of Ibiza, the, like, bubble raves. I want that at the camp.
You want
bubbles.
A rave at the camp?
No, just the bubbles from
the bubbles.
Rave.
Oh, just the bubbles from the rave, but no ecstasy and Molly. And
I just need the bubbles.
Just the bubbles. Yeah. Well, sure.
Then there we go. Bubbles. She can be the bubble. Bubble your
instructor.
Yeah, bubble instructor.
Got it.
No,
Britt. That sounds stupid. Okay.
No. I like it, but that could be a side project.
Okay.
I think, so I also...
Can I be the athletic director?
No.
Mm. Why not?
Because I don't want you to have anything that you want.
Okay. Got it.
I mean, that's putting it straight.
No.
Thank you for being straightforward with me.
Sam, no, of course you can be the athletic director. What kind of athletic programs are you running?
But what do they do at camp? I mean, I've never been to a sleepaway camp.
Well, then you can't be the athletic director.
No, but I can do my own thing.
All right, give us some ideas.
What's capture the flag? Is that something? That's a thing, right?
You're going to have to interview, I think. We're going to need a real interview here. It's not going well for you.
Fine. I know.
Work on capture the flag.
I'm going to figure out what capture the flag is first before I...
Fantastic.
I will say you are really qualified because you are a really good team builder.
Mm. Aww.
You're a great motivator.
Thank you.
And you could learn rules very quickly. I think.
Yeah. I do abide
Quick
by
learner.
Rules. Yes.
Yes, when you listen.
When I listen.
Sure. When you focus on listening. Mm-hmm. And you're not getting impatient with me.
I'm trying to pay attention right now.
Yeah.
It's a great partnership, I can tell you that. Josh?
Yeah.
What would
Are
you
we
be?
Talking about Sim?
No, we're not. No. We're not. We're done with me. We're done with
but
me.
But Josh, hey, if you were part of our camp...
I know you'd be like, oh, he's the musician guy, but I don't want to be that. That's a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be
that.
Like the guy that's like the curfew guy.
What?
You're not an enforcer.
Wow. Absolutely not.
No, but I'd be cool about it.
No one would ever take you seriously.
That's why you'd be terrible. That's
no, but
why
everybody
you can't
would respect me because I'd be like, all right, it's time.
What nope.
If, what if he gave you like the triangle?
No, but
you know?
What about all the kids are having fun and you would probably be like, oh, man, they only live once.
No, but I'd be like the guy that comes around and they're like, Mr. Josh said, it's time.
It's time.
I could totally see you as, I don't know why, as like the sea.
The guy that sneaks in drugs for the kids.
I was just going to say, you're letting everyone smoke weed at that camp.
You're taking way too long to finish that sentence.
I feel like you would be the like instructor of an enemy. Like you would be like, these are the...
I'd be like,
stars
I would
and
be
like,
the Paul Rudd like, of your camp.
The Wet Hot American Summer Paul Rudd.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's the reference, right?
Yeah, I guess so. That's where it's going, yeah.
Mike, why does it feel like Sim is yelling in my ears?
I know. I feel like I'm really, it's really hot right now.
It's not a level issue for me, if that makes you feel better.
You bring down my level.
It's just being nice.
You need just make more time.
We're all shut
up. I'm just trying to make you guys look bad. That's what happened there.
What if you were... wait, Josh. So what if you were like archery instructor?
Oh, cool, cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Or,
I'd be
don't be, don't sound so down about it.
Yeah, yeah, Josh.
That's a lot of pressure.
Again, with the pressure, it's going to be a good time, my friend.
Yeah.
It'll be
a
good time.
You're the music guy, and that's all
I'd
hire you
guy.
For.
Okay.
What about like paintballs? Like you're in charge of like the paintball fights.
That'd be cool, but yeah,
have you ever
I'm
seen
in,
10 Things I Hate About You? You know where they have paint inside the water balloons, and then you like throw them at people, and they get splattered. That sounds so fun. That's like my dream.
What would you be?
Me, I think I don't know, maybe yoga. I've always wanted to be, well, not always, but in the last like couple weeks, I thought maybe I should become like a yoga instructor.
But are the kids going to want to do yoga?
Well, they should. It's good for them to be meditating. I don't know.
I gotta tell you, I feel like the quickest way to, no offense against
Please.
Any,
I haven't even been to a yoga class.
I like the idea of being a teacher, not necessarily a yoga teacher.
Sure.
But I do feel like the quickest way to marry a really wealthy person, man or woman, is to potentially be a yoga instructor.
Yeah. Well, do you know why?
Why? Because you're so flexible.
Well, yes, you're flexible. But also, I think it's because they're like really know how to handle their like emotions, and they've got a handle on like life, and they're centered and like really meditative, and you're never really getting in fights, so they're just like chilling out.
Britt, that's smart. It's like they're in control.
They're in control. But no one knows.
That is smart.
I don't know. Maybe not. I'm giving them too much credit.
No.
That's just what I'm looking for.
No, you're on to something.
Maybe.
Are we ready?
Well, we're going to do... We'll do some not so rapid fire.
Yeah.
Not so
rapid fire. Okay, not so rapid fire. Sim, will you...
Do you have yours up?
No.
This is what happens when my computer is not compatible with our printer.
This is what happens when Anna doesn't know how to use a computer. Because she's been acting...
This is how prepared we are here on Unqualified. Everything is completely set up for you, Britt.
It's great. I love this kind of flow. I'm not worried about anything.
Very, very underproduced.
Yeah,
Oh, okay. So we've got some submissions here. All right. Is this what we've got here?
Yeah. So these are questions from Twitter, mostly Twitter and Facebook. But this is, I think right now these are all Twitter questions that we have for you. So we're just going to go back and we're going to read the questions back and forth. So
cool.
Anna, why don't you start?
Okay. This is from Sarah at Pizzas for Jen.
That's awesome. I love pizza.
I do love that handle. Is that what you call that? You call it a handle?
Yeah, Twitter handle.
So, yeah. Yeah. Very good. I'm so bad at social media.
Me too.
I don't know what that was. That was a big snort.
That was a good one.
It's like a sigh snort.
Okay, if you were ever arrested and put in prison for a long time. Mm. Oh, wait, is this the right one? Yeah, okay. Okay, if you were ever arrested, I actually wanted to phrase this a little bit differently. But
you can't phrase it differently because it's someone else's question.
I know, right.
This is what she, let me just give you a little. What she likes to do, like, I'll come up with a bunch of questions and then be like, you know what? You know what would be more interesting? And then she'll take it to a weird place and it just makes it so. But these
are so much better.
I can talk for a long time.
These are taken straight from our listeners.
Okay. So if you were ever arrested and put in prison for a long time, what would your crime be?
Oh, good. Oh, man.
This is from at Pizzas for Jen, Sarah.
Okay. Hi, Sarah, at Pizzas for Jen. I think my crime would be... Oh, man. It'd have to be something serious. I'm in prison for a long time, so it's got to be bad, right? I got to do something real bad. I know.
What?
Like, kill a really bad person. Like, someone really, really, really bad.
How would you do it?
How would I do it with... You ready for this?
Yep.
An icicle. No evidence. No evidence. Oh, but wait, I'm going to jail, so who cares about the evidence? Yeah, but like an icicle, because you can penetrate through the body, but then it'll melt eventually. So then there's no evidence. You know, this icicle is going to be very sharp. I will.
But you can't do it just in the gut. You have to do it in the
eye. Everywhere. The eye, that's fine too. I'm cool with that.
Because it has to imagine that it's falling. You have to imagine that the icicle is falling, right?
Oh, I see.
You can't do it in the gut.
I can't go for the gut. That's a stupid way.
No, it's wonderful. It's a brilliant way.
Thanks for the support, but let's be honest. It's pretty bad.
You just got to be... Are you brave enough to stab somebody in the eye with an icicle?
I think so. If he's really bad. If this person's... Or she. It could be a woman. Oh, that'd be even more insane. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't even know who it would be. I don't even know those kind of bad people. Maybe like Robert Durst, if he really did it.
I really think you... First of all, I think... You can do it.
Okay, I believe in myself.
And I think he did it.
You think Robert Durst did it?
Yes,
All right, so he gets an icicle to the eyeball. Okay, sounds good.
Somehow you got found out because he ended up having like a camera.
Yes, Robert Durst, he's a smart man.
You had the perfect murder all planned out.
It's true. I've thought about this a long time.
But then you told...
I told someone.
You told your best friend and she betrayed you. Because she was jealous.
Then I got away with murder.
She wanted to sleep with your man.
Yes, that's got to be it. Who was it? Which best friend? Because she's got to go to jail now, too. She's the next on my list. Oh, man. This could go so far.
That's my lobster.
That's my lobster.
That's a Friends reference.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that's my lobster. Like, you're my lobster. I think it's a Friends reference.
I was just reading a piece about how Friends is hugely popular with people in their 20s.
Yeah, well.
Right now.
I'm in my 20s.
Like the syndication, the reruns are.
Yeah. And the theory that I read was that because it was like a little bit, it was a less of a like hyper social media time. Mm. Like there was a piece, it was like sort of a, like a little bit of a pre 9/11 sort of like a, I don't know. I thought it was kind of a fascinating theory about why Friends
resonates with people in their 20s.
Yeah. And
more so. I mean, it does sound true. I mean, just from what I know a lot of people in their 20s and a lot of them are huge. Even today, I was just telling someone I was coming here and my friend Brooke was like, oh my gosh, I love Anna Faris. She did that episode in Friends, you know, where she plays like Monica and Chandler's baby's mama. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, that was just on our television the other day, that very episode. So I think it just, I don't know, in our lives more so.
It was a really happy, optimistic show.
Yeah, I guess.
And about sort of like, you know, in its beautiful simplicity, it was like, yeah, just about, it was
really well done show, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And about Friends.
I never understood how Jennifer Aniston and Courteney Cox could afford that apartment.
Yeah, right? Did not make sense.
No. What? Rent control. You didn't know this?
Courtney Cox's.
Oh, that's right, in the episode.
Courtney,
yes.
Courtney Cox's grandmother had rent control. They had to pretend they addressed this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
That's a good one. Yes.
Yeah. So
you were a real Friends lover.
It.
You'd know this.
Yep.
I did love Friends. I mean, I missed that episode.
Fuck you, Sam. Sorry.
Liar.
Britt, this is a running theme. Yeah.
Fuck you, Sam.
Yeah.
You can say it at any point.
Well, yeah, it is.
It's kind of fun.
It is really
poor
fun.
Sam.
I know. No, he holds his own. He gives me shit. Okay. So, wait. Oh, yeah. So that's my lobster. Any weird secret talent? Which is kind of such a talk show question.
Right, but it's hard.
But I still like that's my lobster. But,
yeah.
We can skip that question.
No, it's okay. I mean, I'll just say something stupid that I've never said. I have this weird thing with my thumb, which at my lobster cannot see, but I'm like double jointed. It's not a weird talent, but I just really sometimes like to do it for like meditation.
That is
purposes.
Cool.
It's kind of fun. It
is it only that?
Weird.
Is it only that
know.
Thumb?
No, yeah, I guess so. This one doesn't really do it, but this one like locks in and out of place. I wish I could do this with my body, you know, like how people do those like.
That's really cool.
Listeners,
by the way.
You have no idea what I'm doing. Just imagine I'm doing something really cool.
She's doing something very incredible.
Just double jointed in my thumb. That's all. It's stupid.
No, it's
stupid.
Not.
I know you have a cooler thing at my lobster or whatever.
That's
before,
my lobster.
That's
I got
my lobster.
Headgear. I had this major gap in between my teeth.
What, in the middle?
Uh huh.
That's a Robertson
gap.
Thing. Oh, wow.
And.
Wait, what?
You got a kick out of the gap.
Wait, Josh, what happened there?
Continue.
I was able to shoot. I had this big gap. Mm-hmm. I was able to shoot water like over 9 feet.
Stop.
In between. Yep.
No,
stop.
Not 9 feet.
Oh,
fuck you.
Leave her alone. She can
feet.
Exaggerate. Nine
I'm
feet
telling
like
you,
across the table.
It was impressive.
Okay, impressive. But 9 feet. Here's the thing. Nine
I
feet.
Had one
9 feet
skill.
Is not enough
Sim,
to be considered
do
hyperbole.
Do not take this away from me.
What?
You can't downplay her really exciting skill. Like, okay, well, it wasn't 9 feet.
Short, and I had headgear. Okay. Don't take my 9 feet away from me.
You can have your 9 feet.
She's got great teeth now, though, ladies and gents. Look at them, shiners.
Yeah, they.
Those are pretty.
Nice. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, I like your thumb.
Mm-hmm.
That's so,
so
weird.
Lame.
I like your thumb.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
Weird.
Okay, here's a hypothetical.
Okay.
You're 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You have a massive crush on a guy named Hudson.
Oh, I like that name. I would be into a guy named Hudson.
Uh-huh.
All right.
We debated a lot about the
we
name.
We were thinking
really?
About what
yeah.
should the name
we
be?
Did,
what's
yeah.
it? Yeah.
Okay, he's a musician.
Mm-hmm.
An artist.
Mm-hmm.
Very handsome.
Oof.
Slightly elusive.
Oof.
And you and a bunch of friends are going on a camping trip together.
Ooh. Okay.
You're going to a place that sort of looks like that.
Well, describe that picture right there.
Fuck you, Sam. No, just kidding. I'm sorry. I'm getting abusive with it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, listeners. Okay, so the picture that I'm pointing to is I think it's in France. It's sort of a picture of the Mediterranean. There's a exotic cliff into the like the sea or whatever. But here's what's happening.
Okay.
Okay, you guys are probably in, like, Utah or something mm-hmm. like that. And it's a big, deep lake. You know that it's going to be safe.
I know for sure it's going to be safe?
You know for sure it's
okay.
going to be safe.
Great.
But
mm-hmm.
he would find it super sexy and hot.
Yes.
If you guys jumped off a 20-foot cliff together.
Yes.
You would?
That's the question. Would I do
yeah.
the clutch? Okay. How, 20 foot, 20 feet?
20 feet. You got to imagine 20 feet. It's actually a lot higher than
I know,
you
I know. I have to imagine 20 feet because that does sound kind of high. And I am like slightly afraid of like the belly flop situation.
I'm just wondering, do you like
20 feet's not that high. 20 feet's not that high.
20? Oh my God. I am so calling
it's
you
not.
On this.
It's not.
I cannot wait. Do you know what we're doing? Do you know what we're doing?
You're about to go on
next
a cliff
month?
Dive. Yep. I am going to force you to jump off a 20-foot cliff.
It's just a
you
little. It's,
never.
It's a little over three of me. It's not that much.
You would never in a million years jump off a 20-foot cliff.
Are you kidding me? 20 feet is not that
high. You don't even get in a pool.
I know. I won't go in a pool. That's true.
I don't want to.
You asshole. Come on.
No, I think the number should be much higher than 20 feet.
Oh, man.
Josh, come on.
Really challenging me.
Josh, please.
I would say 30.
30. Okay, 30. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I would go higher than that.
It's getting really difficult.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing.
I like having Josh here. I have some little male backup support.
You need some balance.
I know. You know what? It's making me feeling, though, I love having Josh here, too, but it's making me feel weirdly a little more bullying towards you. I'm sorry. Tim, I'm sorry.
She feels like you have support now, so you can really take it.
Exactly. Now I can really.
Oh, man. Here's the thing about the jump with the guy and, like, you know, you're going camping and you're with a group. I mean, the thing is I would never be cool being like, yeah, let's go. And then, like, getting up there and being like, I don't know. It's a little scary. What if my belly? Like, I would be really – I would hate me just being the one to, like, back out last minute, you know, and, like, ruin it for everyone else. So I think I would have to do something like you go first. No, I don't know. I would have to do it, but I'd have to, like, really suppress my fears as well, which would be difficult for me. So maybe I'd wait, like, the second day. Would there be multiple days?
Multiple days.
Could
in
I, like,
Brit,
warm
that
up to
is
it?
An honest and beautiful answer.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks. I really tried to think about it and, you know, take it all in, consider it, and that's my answer. Final answer.
Well, you aced the not-so-rapid fire. You aced it. Good job.
I'm glad it wasn't rapid fire. I'd have been fired. For real.
I've done some dumb things for hot dudes.
Man, the boys always get you.
They do.
Would you jump with Chris?
Now?
Yeah.
No way in hell.
He already loves me. I love him. I would be like, baby, listen, why are we doing this? This is ridiculous.
He wouldn't ask you to do that, I guess.
Why are we doing this?
Yeah, I mean, we're too old. But there are things that I would do, and it will.
You're super surprisingly athletic. I've seen you ski.
I talked about this with Anne the other day. She's a good skier, but she's also
she's graceful. Yeah.
Graceful.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Wow.
She's a really good skier, but she's also like good at working out. Like when she gets into it. No, when Chris when Chris makes her do these, like, you know, workout drills and she like does them like a champ. It's unbelievable.
She's pride, you guys.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you.
I've seen you do it. I was impressed. He's like a drill sergeant. He makes you. He puts you to work and you nail it every single time.
It's awful. Oh, it's horrible.
The pressure. Speaking of pressure, that sounds.
Do not marry a movie star.
It's a hard life.
But you guys, thank you. That really actually made me blush, and I really appreciate that because I don't have a lot of confidence in that area.
You should fancy yourself athletic. These fine men are considering you so. Come on. You.
Absolutely.
Thank you very, very much, you guys.
All about it.
Okay, so are we calling?
Yeah, let's do
it. Okay, we're doing a call. Woohoo!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm so excited. This is so fun. Okay.
Are you having a good time?
I'm so glad you're here. Yeah, me too.
All right, the tough questions are over. Now we talk about other people's lives.
We're about to call Emily now. She's 25. She's in Brooklyn.
Emily.
No, I'm sorry. We're calling Kate.
Kate.
No, I'm sorry. We're calling.
Oh,
yes, we are calling Kate.
What a brilliant producer.
We're calling Kate. We're calling Kate.
Hi, Sim. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, is this Kate?
Hi, yeah, this is Kate.
Hey, Kate, it's Sim. How are you?
Hi, Kate.
I'm good. How are you?
Anna's here, and so is Britt Robertson.
Hi, Kate. How's it going?
Oh, my God, this is nuts. I wish that this was, like, not a scenario where I tell you about how many of my friends are all train wrecks, but...
I'm so excited. I mean, not excited, but you're just excited to talk to you, and the fact that you want to talk to us is really cool.
Well, we're excited to talk about your friends, and hopefully Britt and Anna are going to be able to give you some advice, but Kate... This scenario is common, and this is the first time that we're actually exploring this on the show. So you want to know if you should tell your friend that her boyfriend cheated on her with another one of your friends. So tell us a story, and then we're going to jump right in.
Yeah, so just like a little bit of background, we all went to college together, and my friend and her boyfriend have been together for like 6 or 7 years at this point. And he was up in New York where another one of my really good friends lived. And they were, like, out with, like, a big group of people. And he ended up back at her apartment. And they were, like, really drunk. And
Kate,
hang on for a second.
Yeah. Kate. So, Kate, wait. So he went back to another one of your friends, just to clarify.
Yeah.
Okay. Their apartment. They're all really wasted. Went back. I just wanted to clarify that the potential hookup was with mutual friends. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, go on.
Yeah. So, and they ended up like just like making out a little bit, and then he wanted to like spend the night, but he like threw open her sink and she made him leave. Mm-hmm. And now we just don't know what to do because like on one hand, like, I know that my friend's boyfriend is cheating on her, and, like, how could I not tell her that? But on the other hand, like, they've been together for almost, like, 7 years, and, like, my boyfriend and him are friends, and, like, we all run in the same circles, and, like...
Yeah.
And the other is that, like, he's, like, such, like, a terrible boyfriend, and we've all, like, thought for years that he's cheating on her. And, like, he is.
Yeah,
But she's, like, turning, like, a blind eye to it. Mm. So it's, like, it seems like she doesn't want to know.
Mm.
And, like, do I want to ruin her relationship? I just don't know.
Okay. Well, I have a question. Just one question. Was it just the makeout and then he threw up in the sink and she made him leave? That's the scenario?
Yeah, that's the
just
scenario.
The makeout. Okay, yeah. All right. Okay, go.
All right, so here's my theory, is that whenever a man, well, I shouldn't say man, but whenever sort of the story is painted as there was just a kiss,
mm-hmm.
To me, that is a total cop-out, that there was definitely a lot more happened, but if rumors ever started to fly, mm-hmm. at the very least, there's at least a little bit of a cover story that's already been planted. So it sounds to me like they probably had sex, and
another one of my friends was there, and like they definitely like didn't have sex.
Well. Okay. Yes. Okay. Listen, and I shouldn't presume that anybody is guiltier than they are. But I gotta say though, I think Kate, I think you probably have to stay out.
Yeah.
I think that he sounds like he's, you know, but you know, the people that I've dated in the past that have cheated on me, my friends that have tried to tell me, I didn't listen to
mm-hmm.
them. In fact, I viewed them as kind of enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wasn't in a position to hear them yet.
And that's it. I think if she's not in the position right now to really, if she's turning a blind eye, and that's sort of what you're saying, then maybe, maybe that's what she wants to know. Everything that she's sort of exposed herself to is probably what she – that's the only thing she's willing to hear and act on, you know. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't sound like she's going to be willing to break up with this guy if he is a terrible boyfriend already, even if she doesn't know about the making out. I'm sure there's other stuff too.
After some of my, like a couple of my breakups where I found out that like some guys were cheating on me, I felt mad at my friends who knew that weren't telling me, but that was so temporary.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause later on I felt like, of course, 'cause later on, like, you know, after a couple of weeks, it felt like, oh, I just wouldn't have heard them.
Mm-hmm.
I would never have listened to them. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't have, I would have been defensive because I'm a proud person. And anyway.
Is there a difference between if this is a one-off compared to an ongoing thing? Mm-hmm. If he continued to make out with her or if the making out turned into sex? This seems to me like I'm hoping that this may be a one-off, in which case maybe she can just like kind of, but what if it was something that, what if this is the type of guy that he is and he's going to do it again?
Well, if he's doing it in front of multiple friends already.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not a one-off.
And
it's not a one-off.
Right. He's not hiding it.
Yeah. But Sim, do you think that there is an idea of one-offs?
Yeah. Does that exist?
I
think it exists.
Like, you're a cheater or you're not.
Yeah. Like, doesn't it get easier? Like, once you do it, doesn't it get sort of easier to sort of...
Yeah, I feel like this guy will do it again.
Yeah.
And then it's just going to be one of those situations where it's not going to get any better. And do you guys really feel like you should just stay off?
Yeah.
Hands off?
And if that's the case, if he's going to do it again, then you just wait for him to crash that ship. You know,
okay.
I mean, that's what I think.
Yeah.
Because otherwise.
Because I don't want her to, your friend, to turn against you.
Exactly.
And
who knows how loyal she is to this guy. And then that's going to become an even more.
Yeah, and the messenger, there is that truth that there's like, ugh, being the messenger is a horrible thing.
Yeah.
And
you're going to have to live with that, sister.
But I do think that you could say something like, you know, especially if he proposes to her or something like that, like if suddenly things start to really ramp up, I think maybe you could say, you know, I always want to be your friend. I'm here for you no matter what. And maybe very, very delicately, I don't know what quite the wording will be yet, but dance around the issue, you know, sort of the idea of like maybe not.
You would wait until they get
the engagement?
No, because wouldn't she start to resent her even more if they waited that long? It's like you're telling me.
What do you mean?
This.
Really?
Yeah, I think that.
No. What I'm saying is that I just don't think that Kate should get involved until it. But if there is a scenario where her friend gets engaged,
right,
getting ready to be married.
Yeah.
There may be a point, if it's appropriate, where it's just like, if you ever have any questions, are you, you know, I don't know.
Or if you want to talk about this, are you completely sure?
Something.
Kate, where is this relationship heading?
Yeah.
Well, so, like, we're like 25, 26, and we've been together for, like, 7 years. Mm. So, like, I mean, within the next few years, like, if they don't break up, like, I think that it's, you know, very reasonable to expect that they're going to get engaged.
Mm-hmm. Oy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh,
this is
man.
This is a tough one.
I think you know what? Does it sound awful, but I feel like you have to stay out.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. And there will come a time where she may come to you. If you stay out of it enough and you're not like constantly dropping really.
Trust you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, don't be like subtly dropping hints like he's cheating on you. You know, if you support her, then there will come a time where I'm sure she reaches out and says like, I don't know, he seems a little bit shady business, you know? And then at that point you can be like, well, I might have heard some rumblings of a makeout sesh with a friend,
right.
You know, something. I don't know. But.
Or even just like, you know, you can just say, I want you to be the happiest you can be.
Yeah.
And there's absolutely no reason you need to get married at this age or whatever.
Or
and
be
like,
with this person if you feel any hesitation at all.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, a question for Britt and Anna.
Britt, you are so wise.
No.
Question for you guys.
You
now,
are.
Is there a difference between making out and sex? Like, is kissing cheating? Like, where do you define it?
Yeah, kissing's cheating.
Is there a difference now? Let's say it wasn't just making out and throwing up. Let's say if it was like full on sex. Does she tell her friend?
No. I mean, I think that's the same.
Same thing.
Scenario.
So you're putting that as the same.
Right? Yeah, yeah. But for me, it's you have to look at sort of the big picture, which is, first of all, he's doing this in a group of mutual friends, which mm-hmm. is telling because he doesn't really care that much.
Right.
And he's trusting you guys to hold that information, which is ridiculous. And, you know, secondly, I think you have to look at the fact that, like, yeah, he was making out and he wanted to stay, you know, but she kicked him out. So, like, those are, like, what are his intentions? And mm-hmm. and in those moments, you kind of have to evaluate, well, is making out really different from sex if he actually just really wanted to have sex, but he mm-hmm. couldn't?
Sure.
In that regard, I sort of hold it as being the same thing, you know,
because
he wanted to.
I feel like Kate knows I don't know. I feel like Kate knows the like you get a vibe mm-hmm. like you as women you get a vibe mm-hmm. if a dude wants to bone you, you get a vibe
mm-hmm.
and I love it when I say bone because yeah. my mom loves it when I say bone.
But then also, like, do you think that it would be appropriate for, like, my friend who, like, made out with him to tell her, like,
because
yes. She's kind of torn also. She's like, should I? She's like, she would, but she doesn't want to, like, make things worse.
I couldn't live with that. There's no way I could live with that. How could you live with that if you're a real friend? I don't know. How can you live with that? It'd
They're all
so
friends,
hard.
Right? So, both,
yeah.
Okay, everyone, okay. You guys are all, okay, gotcha.
It's so tough.
Oh, boy.
The two girls aren't, like, super close, but, like, okay. It's one of their birthdays next month, and, like, the other one is, like, invited to, like, mm-hmm. her birthday in a different city. Like, one of them lives in New York, and the other one lives in D.C., and, like, they're
so she
still, like,
waits
going to
the birthday party. She wants to go to the event, and then...
I think that she should gracefully back out.
Yeah.
And then write her, like, a nice letter.
Yeah, that's the right thing to do. Honestly, because you do have to... I mean, no matter how drunk you are to, like, make out with... I guess she's not that great a friend.
And
friends,
you know
still,
that it was more than a make out.
Yeah, I know. I mean...
Kate, do you think it was more than a make out?
It was totally more than a make out.
I don't think that it was more than a make out. I think that... My friend told me, like, the whole story. I'm, like, pretty confident in the story that she told me.
Kate, I love you, but I gotta tell you,
you be wrong, girl.
There was some genitalia touching.
I want to believe you, Kate. I want to believe it was just a make out.
Yeah, because your friend has to also have, like, you know, everyone has their own agenda here. But I would. I don't think that you, this isn't your problem to fix,
mm-hmm.
but, I do think that your friend, and I don't know even if you feel like you should tell her this or not, but I do feel like your friend should, bow out of the birthday party, and do what sort of she thinks is sort of ethically responsible.
Yeah.
And whether that's, like, sort of writing the friend a letter, she doesn't necessarily have to confess everything, but your friend who is the guilty party member needs to do some soul searching.
Yeah, for sure.
And you don't really have to do.
Yeah, that's not your responsibility. Yeah. This is a lot on you already.
I know. I know.
Do you think that she should talk to her friend and say, look, you really need to reach out, you know, via letter or however it is? Do you think that?
I think that all she should say is, I think all Kate should say to her friend is, like, listen, there's probably going to be a time when this information is going to be revealed
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because that is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what happens with life.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite sure if you should go to the birthday party. I'd love to talk to you more about it.
How long ago did this happen? How long ago was this, did you say?
This happened on Saturday.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Can you swear on these podcasts?
Yes, you can.
I censored
Absolutely.
Myself really fast.
This is R-rated. You can do whatever you want.
Okay, cool. Well, shit. No, Saturday. That's very recent. Okay, so we're making some moves here. Quick.
Yeah,
okay.
That's true. Yeah. Right.
Wait, does your friend like him? Mm. Is your friend in love with him?
Mm. Well, so then that's the other thing. So, like, they've had, like, this super long, like, fairly inappropriate flirtation for, like, years and years and years. So, like, she definitely, like, wanted this to happen, but now that it's happened, she's, like, she at least says that, like, she's, like, totally over it.
She's lying. She's totally over it now?
I am totally lying. So suspicious of her.
Okay, no, I'm now...
This is too good.
Yeah, she's revealing her hand.
I'm over it. Okay. No. What? I want to know this girl's name. No, just because I hate calling her the girl. But, you know, that's not so great. That's not so hot. That's not looking good in her court.
No.
I think...
She's dangerous.
Maybe let her
around your man.
No.
Maybe the advice right now at this point is just let it play out and not do anything.
I definitely think so. If it just happened Saturday, I do think there are going to be some moves made on, you know, from other people, not you. But, I would be running so far.
Yeah.
This would scare me so badly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, no offense, Kate. I get it.
Both party members are incredibly dangerous. They are bound for this is implosion waiting to happen.
Yeah.
And I just want to protect you.
Yeah.
So you're not caught in the middle of some kind of weird messenger of
Kate.
Bad news. So I would steer clear because this is
fire waiting to happen.
Yes.
Yep.
Don't go down with that house.
No.
Protect your soul.
Yeah, it's going
not to sound dramatic.
Because I bet you anything too, Kate, you're not the only one that knows.
It's going to come out. It shouldn't come from you, or you shouldn't be involved at all, because it will come out at some point.
It's going to totally come
it's
out.
Happening. It's happening.
Because, yes. Oh, boy. Oh,
anything
boy.
Else? Any other questions, Kate? I mean, I don't know if I'm helping, but I'd like to know if you have any other questions, Kate.
But if it comes out, and it comes out that I knew, and I didn't tell her that her boyfriend was cheating on her, isn't that worse?
Yes and no, I think.
I think what you said earlier, speaking to the, you know, you're mad for a little bit. But then you realize, like, you wouldn't have listened anyway.
That's right. And I think that you know what? Maybe tonight you write a letter in advance that you do not send. And you say, listen, I was really worried that this day would come. And I've written you a letter of apology because I knew, I heard some rumors, I heard some things. I didn't know what to do. And I love you so much.
Yeah.
And I care about you. And mm-hmm. you're my number one priority. And this is a letter that I just have been thinking about you. Mm-hmm. Listen, that's all anybody wants.
Mm-hmm. Just to know that they were a priority and that you were first and foremost. I mean, clearly you were worried enough about her that...
So many people are put... Like you said, Sam, like we're... Like so many people are put in this position.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's a terrible position to be in. And it never gets easier. I mean, just hearing it now, I'm like... Impossible, but it, you know, it does happen to so many people.
Because you really are in a lose-lose. It's like you really are losing being the messenger, and you're losing not telling her. But I do think it's a greater... I think it's losing more if you are the messenger than actually being sort of the secret keeper.
Yeah, it'll be less of a hit.
And all you know is that, you know, they made out. That's all you know.
Yeah. And who even knows, you know, because it's just like secondhand information to you as well. So
that's right.
To be just, you know, I think it's when it does come out and you do have that conversation, you just sort of have, again, this conversation, which is, I was so conflicted. I went on, you know, on his podcast to talk to people and try and get some insight, you know.
And if you have like a letter ready to hand her to, like a handwritten letter, telling her like you were dreading this day.
Yeah.
That would mean like any good friend would just love that.
It goes so far.
Yeah.
It's true. It's very
handwritten
true.
As opposed to.
Yeah.
Typed.
Like a handwritten letter that she's written and she just keeps for the day that all this mess comes to surface. Because I'm yes. sadly, I think it will.
Kate.
Thank
Kate,
you so much. Thank you
yeah, so
sharing.
Much, Kate. I really hope that we were able to help you.
You guys were so much of a help. Thank you so much. Yeah. I really appreciate
well,
it.
Okay, let us know what happened. And also, if you need us to reach out to your friend, if the you know when the shit goes down,
I'd be happy to.
We'll try to help her, and we'll defend you as well.
Absolutely.
I'd be happy to hand her the hammer.
There's a lot of people in this room that have been in that situation.
We're on Team Kate, and thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Is my Indian food burning?
I took it out.
Oh, thanks.
I took it out.
Well done.
Thank you.
Look how proud he is.
I took it out.
Oh, Josh, you look so handsome.
Thanks, buddy.
Look how handsome
I
Josh
do have a question,
looks.
Though. So I missed some of that because I was taking the Indian food out. Do you don't tell Sim if his girl's cheating on him then? Is that what I got from that?
Whoa.
Okay. Wait.
No,
wait.
This is hypothetical.
Yeah, that's a good question. Oh, no, but that's interesting.
Because I would tell him.
You would tell him.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, well, I would tell my. I gotta say, I would tell
thing.
Any of my yeah. guy friends.
It's a
I
guy.
Would, and I yeah. and I to be honest, I've done it before, and my friend was like, "Thank you so much for telling me, because if you didn't tell me, nobody else was going to tell me, and you just saved me just
wow.
agony."
I would totally
with Sim specific.
Just me.
Also, no. there are certain, you know, I have a lot of female friends who are like highly emotional, very sensitive when it comes to relationships that they are not like in the best place with, you know. So a lot of times it depends on where that person is in the relationship and how comfortable they feel and how confident they are in their own self. So I think it is like case by case basis. People are going to be more willing to hear that information if they're like strong in their self.
Right.
And
of course
and also if they're picking up their own vibes.
That's
but it
so
just
wise.
Yeah. Just depends. It depends on who you're talking to, really.
That's true.
You guys seem close, so it would be nice. It would be the nice thing to do, I guess.
I think so.
You'd have to tell him.
Oh yeah, I totally
I
would.
So. I would.
Lock
I
it
would,
up.
But you just
figure it out.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need to figure it out soon, right?
But there's a little. I have a reason why.
Specific to Sim.
Well, I have a little bit of a reason why, and it has to do with a little bit of a gender difference, mm-hmm. which I don't really want to believe.
Yeah,
but I do believe that there is a little bit of a gender difference.
I have this conversation.
Can you explain that?
Bro code.
Well,
is that what you mean?
No,
you meaning bro code?
No, I'm meaning that because I am a woman mm-hmm. who loves to indulge in, you know, gossipy, advicey mm-hmm. stuff. That's why I started a podcast. but information coming from me. Or maybe, hopefully not me. I mean, I'm 39. Hopefully it's not. But, you know, me at 23. Mm-hmm. If I'm the bearer of bad news, I know now at my age that that will be held against me. And not necessarily believe, you know, like not... there's a lot to weigh. Mm-hmm. There's a whole lot mm-hmm. to weigh. As opposed to now at my age,
yeah,
when if I knew something atrocious, like, I would be like...
Completely different deal. You're right.
It's...
Yeah.
It's...
Oh, so you're saying because that girl was 25, you're like,
I was going to say, it's a gender difference, but also, like, the age difference. The maturation sort
absolutely.
Of situation.
Yeah, because
it all plays into it. It just does. Yeah.
I just know how I would have been, and I would have been mad. I would have been mad at the messenger.
Yeah.
Right.
And, because I was. I lived that.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. If it were me, I mean, I just turned 26. If it were me in that girl's situation and somebody told me that my boyfriend of 5, 6, 7 years was cheating on me with a girl I knew, I'd be like, F you. Fuck right. you. I can say fuck. Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, get out of here. And I find myself to be like kind of course I'm going to say this. I'm pretty mature, you know. I feel like I've lived a long life. No, but I do feel like I'm a reasonable human being.
You are
know?
Incredibly
thank you.
Mature, smart,
super mature,
and reasonable.
Bro.
But yeah. still, I would be like, fuck off, you know? Get mm-hmm. out of here. I'd also be offended that somebody, you know, put themselves in right. my relationship that's personal to me. And I think that's a big issue probably with, you know, with just like pride. And
so that's what yeah. I think too, that they're a little bit of the gender and youth difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially, you know, I think that women, I don't know if I'm right about this, but women tend, I don't know. Do you guys think, yeah. I was about to put forth the theory that women are wanting a more secure relationship sooner mm-hmm. and just more steadily mm-hmm. than men.
Just like stability at a younger age, younger, just yeah. like quicker than, right.
And it's so not even like a, you know.
So therefore, if I tell a guy friend of mine, oh, you know, Sherry.
Sherry.
I'm
good guy
Sherry's
friend, Sherry.
Getting it on.
Sherry has huge tits.
Yeah. Beautiful. I can see them now.
Sherry is hitting on Ryan like nobody's business.
He'd be like, cool, moving on to the next. I feel like that way. I mean, I don't know. Maybe some men are more into like, you know, this is my woman and she will be my woman. And but I do feel like a lot of guys at that age in particular are kind of like, cool, moving on. She's cheating. Let's find the next. Whereas women, you know, sometimes we just get like our claws into someone and we're like, this is going to be the guy. I've worked so hard. I've put 7 years into this man, you know, and like this is where my heart is. It's much more difficult for a woman to maybe move past that and then have yeah. to deal with the cheating factor.
Yeah.
Ugh. What a drag.
What a
poor
drag.
Poor sister. Cheers to her. It's
is
never fun.
A drag.
Let's talk about Mother's Day.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay.
First of all, it's Gary Marshall, who is just
the
an absolute
soul.
Legend. And, if
and
anyone,
also a legend. Yeah.
And if anyone who's not familiar with Gary Marshall, Pretty Woman and Overboard.
I just found out Overboard. Oh my gosh, yes. I just found out that he did, and I didn't even know this. I should really look up his resume, but he did this movie called The Other Sister. Do you know this movie?
Yeah, Juliette Lewis and
yes.
and
yes. Ribisi,
yeah.
which
yeah.
I just think is like such a beautiful film, and I didn't even realize that he wrote and directed that film, and he's done so many wonderful, wonderful films. Pretty Woman was actually the first movie
it's
I ever went to see.
Gross, though, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, on Richard Gere, Julie Roberts. She was also 16 when she shot something.
It's like, doesn't
really
it romanticize
prostitution? But come on, it's so glamorous.
It's so wonderful.
Prostitution, what a life.
It is so wonderful.
It made me want to move to LA and just hit up Hollywood Boulevard, you know, with my like wig.
Can I be your pimp?
Sure, yeah. Just find me some, like, you know, decent clients, you know?
Okay,
or not.
Okay. How much money do you want per
You can
gig?
Lowball me if you want to start low, and then if we can up
can
the
we
ante.
Do, like, $75?
$75 for, like, a blowgy? Or, like, what are we talking? The full meal deal for $75? Please. My mom would be ashamed.
I'll protect you.
I'll protect you. Okay, okay. How much are you getting is the real question. Talk about that later. Yeah, okay, fine. So he's done Pretty Woman.
Yeah, though. So Mother's Day, though, it's part of that whole series that he's directed.
Valentine's Day.
There's
New Year's Eve.
And Mother's Day and
Overboard.
Well, that's not part of the series,
Anna. It is. You've missed a step, clearly.
I know, but you know that's my favorite movie.
Did you know that, by the way? Anna's favorite movie of all time is Overboard.
That I didn't know. Overboard. Yeah. That's your all-time favorite movie?
Yes.
That's so cool. I just love, the Goldie Hawn is in that. Dun, 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 dun. What song is that? From Overboard?
Yeah.
What part?
Different people.
I know the movie.
All right.
Tell me.
I don't know what you're doing this weekend.
Okay.
But you are coming over here.
For a screening of Overboard.
Yes.
All right. All right. I'd love that more than anything.
I'm going to drug you.
Oh.
And you are going to memorize you're going
to
memorize the whole
movie. Oh, there's so many good scenes.
I ate a bug.
Yes, that's good. I know when she first when she first comes to the house.
All right.
The kids.
Right. You're getting more impressive.
Yeah. And then, you know, they feed her food. They're torturing her.
Okay. How about this?
Okay.
Here's a quiz question.
Okay.
Okay. At the very end of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the end. Yep. I'm there.
Okay. I'm Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm. You can make me do a line.
Yeah.
Oh, I lose.
No, come on.
Okay, fine. I'll play.
Okay. What can I possibly give you that you don't already have?
The kids? I don't know. I have no idea what she responds with, but cool. That is actually cool. A really good answer.
By the way,
she didn't have the kids before.
I would have bought it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a stupid way to end the movie, though. What does she say? Tell me.
A little girl.
A little girl. She said that is close.
And she says it weirdly like that.
Does she? Oh my God.
A little girl. Like slightly creepy, like a serial killer.
I love that.
A little girl.
I want you to reenact all of Overboard. She's really genius in that
different
movie.
Different people. That's wonderful.
Wonderful.
So, getting back to Mother's Day.
Oh,
this is
God,
an amazing cast.
So,
amazing
can we
cast.
Get back to me?
Incredible. Yeah. We already talked about it earlier, so there's
it's
an incredible
good.
Cast.
It's a,
besides
incredible
you, there's
cast.
Jennifer Aniston, Kate
you only
Hudson,
need
Jason.
Me.
You only need you. You're the star of the movie. There's no one else in the movie besides you.
It's just me, guys. Go see it. It's
yes,
got Mother
exactly.
there. No. Yeah, Julia Roberts is in it. She plays my mom, which is cool. And then also Kate Hudson's in it. She plays my friend with a baby, which is cool. Jason
Sudeikis.
He has a kind of sad storyline.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I won't tell you because you may want to cry in the movie and this could be it.
Mm. He dies?
He died. No. Gary Marshall's not killing off people in this movie.
He loses
joking?
Money. He loses a small degree of money.
Just enough to still live on. Yeah, exactly. But it's cool. It's a really cool cast. I mean, it's, you know, it's fun. It's fun. I don't know.
And it's out in theaters right now, so please
go
check it out.
Go see it.
Okay, so now listen.
Yeah.
Do you want to be a mother?
Okay, good question. A lot of people have been asking me this lately, so I've actually had to think about it. Well, no, not just you,
but
like even...
It's not a good question. It's a horrible question.
No, even like my mom. She's like, do you want to have kids? I'm like, you've never asked me this before. Now, because I have a movie coming out called Mother's Day, and I'm like, Mom, you want to know if I want to have kids? So, Mom, if you're listening, I'll tell you right now. I would like to have kids.
You would?
I would like to have 8 kids.
Oh.
Oh my God, can you imagine? That would be crazy.
This is wonderful. I found my surrogate.
Do we read somewhere that you're 1 of 7?
I am 1 of 7, yeah. So that's why I'm only going to have like
that's
1 or 2.
And you're
maybe.
You're the oldest.
I'm the oldest. Yeah,
wow.
I know.
So you do want to have potentially.
I think so, but like so much later. So much later, right?
I totally.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
I got to figure some stuff
God.
Out. I've got to, like, do me, as they say.
Oh, my God.
Because I want to be, like, good. I want to be, like, one of those really good moms who's, like, you know, selfless.
I'm a bad mom, and I had my child, at a late age.
Yeah, sort of relatively.
You're
so,
the best mom, by the way.
You're a great mom.
You're the most amazing mom.
But, no, I'm bad and old.
At least you don't look old. You look like a really young mom. I'm the youngest mom there is. You could just go to the school and pretend like you're like that
Dr.
teen mom.
Dr. Teitelbaum. Thank you.
But I totally
you like, think that's the way to go?
Well, I
think that there's so much pressure on, of course, like on being like a woman and having like kids and it's a difficult journey.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful that I waited till I was 35, till I met like sort of the love of my life.
Yeah.
At the same time, now I'm at sort of a position where I'm 39, where I don't know. I mean, I would love to have more kids, but it now is a whole other dialogue.
Yeah.
That it wouldn't have been in my early 20s.
Right.
But I couldn't have, you know, accomplished my career goals.
Yeah. Yeah. And ultimately, I'm sure, you know, you'll have a better relationship because of it. You know, you're not like resenting your child, even though, is that a thing? I feel like once you have a kid, there's no resenting the kid. You just like the kid a lot, right?
I really like him.
Yeah. He sounds great. You seem to love him.
he's like, pretty funny.
He's the best.
Great dude.
But, you know, but there is, it's not resentment towards the child, but it is the resentment towards the lifestyle change.
Right. The choice. Sure.
Especially as a woman.
Yeah.
Because it really does become like, all right, now I, like, nothing spontaneous can ever happen again.
Oh.
And, like, it's like, okay, so Chris will say something like, let's go out, you know, to, you know, a steakhouse or whatever.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, that's so, I love you, baby. I would love to do that. So easy for you to say. I got to figure out what, like, if there's a sitter available.
Yeah.
And, like, if they know the routine.
Right.
Like, you know, there's, it's just the logistics. And that part is difficult. But, you know,
it's a special thing. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I'm ready. I don't know that I'm ready.
Well, and you know what,
well,
though?
You've got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Do not. That's the worst part, is the pressure that we put on ourselves.
Yeah.
As a society to, like,
I mean, I think for me it's less pressure because, like, fuck off. I don't care. But I'm a little bit like, sounds fun. And then sometimes I'm like, does not sound fun. You know, I go through the phase. I had so many girlfriends. I was just talking to my girlfriend about this yesterday. And at like 22, she was like, all I want to do is be barefoot and pregnant, like barefoot and pregnant. She's from Australia and she just wants to be on a beach, like pregnant. And then she literally.
That does sound awesome.
Does sound kind of cool with the accent too. It's kind of nice. But then literally she hit 23 and she was like, I never want to get married. I never want to have kids. And imagine if she would have just, like, you know, bitten the bullet right there when she was feeling it. And then a year later, she goes through the phase where, oh, actually, I just want to take some time for me. So I'm constantly like, even if I get that urge of like, kids, family, woo, I'm like, tomorrow I might feel differently. And I probably will. So I'm just going to wait it out.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Because you know what? There's no rush.
No. Also, I still look so young that I feel like people would judge me for having a kid at this point. Like, how dare you bringing in another child into this world with the population control?
You're fucking stunning.
Oh.
And I can't thank you enough.
Thanks for having me.
You've been here. You've just been such a delight.
Oh, stop. Yeah. It's so nice.
You're
just having a ball.
Fucking smart.
And you gave such amazing advice.
Yeah, you
so
did.
So fun. Thanks. I wish I was.
We loved having you. I would love to come back.
I'm just going to like extend that. So whenever you feel like you need
a
substitute.
Please. Yes. Oh, take my place.
Hey, Sim,
you
don't offer
do
it
this.
If you don't mean it, you know?
I'll sit in the corner and just watch you guys. You guys are awesome together.
Thanks. Well, I will be back, so don't leave just yet.
Okay.
But I will be back.
I would love that, and congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
On everything.
Thanks. You too.
And
the
thank
podcast.
You so much for being my surrogate.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, you didn't know that when you came in here, did you?
I forgot that I was going to be agreeing to that. Abby, let's go. no, I will. Anytime you need babies, I'll just pop them right on in and right on out 9 months later, just for you.
You totally look like you've got a great uterus.
Yeah. We'll find out.
So follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at Unqualified. And Mother's Day is out in theaters right now. Britt, we can't thank you enough.
Thanks,
thank
guys.
Thank you, Britt, thank so you. Much.
And Josh.
Josh.
Guys, thanks, Britt, for letting me crash it.
Dude, please.
Hey, you guys, can all three of us, the three of us, say together?
Yeah.
Okay, on the count of three.
Fuck you, Sam. That felt good.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.